New Mishnah, New Sugya. We talk now about practical halakim of Ketubas Haget. And the Mishnah says, Bakel Kaisvin, even though the Seis, the Sekretariat, Philo Mezuzas have been a Siva, what you're allowed to write with and what you're not allowed to write with. The Sefer Torah can only be written with black ink, and that's all. But again, it's not that way. Hakol Kaisvin, you can write with anything. B'Gyai, B'Sam, B'Sikra, B'Kumas, B'Kankantayim. B'Chol Davar, Shehu. See, we have two Girsais. Either B'Chol Davar, Shehu Shal Kayama. Either the Girsa is anything that has to remain. Whatever you write with has to be Kayin. There's another Girsa, B'Chol Davar, Shehu Shal Roisham. Anything that leaves an imprint, that leaves a mark. So Chayrus Pashit, if you don't leave a mark, that's not right. Not to see. Ein Chayisvin, Lai B'mashkin, Lai B'mepeis, Lai B'chol Davar She'ein HaMizkayim. So the Chiddush of the Sefer, we're going to have to understand. If you already said, if you're Gairus in the Reisha, B'chol Davar She'u Shal Kayama, B'chol Davar She'ein Ein Chayisvin, Lai B'mashkin, Lai B'mepeis, Lai B'chol Davar She'ein HaMizkayim, L'chayre is not a chiddush. If you have to write with a davar miskayim, so you can't write with a davar shein miskayim. Shkayach. We'll have to see. The second set of dina. Al hakoyel kaisvin. What do you write on? You write with ink. On what? Even al ha'ola shal zayis. Even on the leaf of a olive tree. So on the side it tells you to look in Taisus.puff Aleph, very important Taisus, we'll discuss it soon. Taisus says, Ola Shel Zayis is Dafka, because an Ola Shel Zayis is Miskayim, it lasts. It will be an Ola Shel Botel, an Ola Shel Yerakais. If you take a leaf of an onion, a leaf of, and you write somehow, you write on it, it's not Miskayim, it quickly falls apart, that would be Pachal. So Taisus says, Ola Shel Zayis is Dafka, again we'll have to come back to see that, because what's the chiddush in that? That what you're writing on also has to be miskayim. Okay, also it's going to need a gedder. And nothing's miskayim forever. And all the shalzayis doesn't last forever either. So we'll have to come back to that. Vala keren shalpara, what's the chiddush of a keren shalpara? So there are a few chiddushim. One chiddush is that even though it's on a living animal, it's kosher. The nice in law, and you give her the para. It's a part of Hayat Shal Eved, the bigger Chiddush, and that's Masa Eved, even though Avadim are Hokshul Karkais. So still, you could use an Eved. And Yosef Aglili argues, he says, Ein Kais Malay Adav Shesh Ben Ruach Hayim. So he's arguing on what? On Keren Shal Parah and Hayat Shal Eved. Vulay Ala Eichlin, so he's arguing on what? What did the Tanakhama say, Eichlin? So he said, Ola Shal Zayis. So the Rishash says that Ola Shal Zayis is a Michael Behema. And Rabbi Yossi holds, Lai Ala Eichlin, even Michael Behema is possible according to Rabbi Yossi, is possible according to Tanakhama is kosher. So the Gemara teaches the Reisha, the Yai, what's the Yai? The Yusa. Sam, what's Sam? Sama. Sikra, what's Sikra? Amar Abrachana Sakarta Shema. Kumis, what's Kumis? Kuma. Kankantim, what's Kankantim? Amar Abrachana, Amar Shmuel, Chabitza, Karta, the Chushkiti. I remember I learned when I was in 11th grade, I learned Masechta Shabbos from school that was our Rebbe. I remember he read this Gemara, and then he said, before we didn't know the Taitcha 5 words, now we don't know the Taitcha 10 words. That was his line of this Gemara. So it tells you 5 different inks that you can do. Alright, what's the Taitcha Ksav? This Sugya, this Amin has three longish in your sugis here. One is the taich of ksav, which we'll deal with today. One is the din of ksav adabi ksav, which we'll deal with tomorrow, the second half of the yamid. And the third inyan, which we'll deal with probably tomorrow as well, is the comparison of hilchos Shabbos to hilchos gittin, whether what we call it ksav for Shabbos and ksav for gittin, whether it's tali zevizeh. It seems to be Tali or the Echer Mishlokish in the Gemara, that we'll get to as well. Those are the three sugyas of Daf Yotes. Today, we're going to try to define Ksav. How do you define Ksav, a written word? V'kosav la sefer krisis, v'ashtayich Ksav. So we're going to discuss, time permitting, three possible definitions or conditions for something to be ksav. The first one, everyone will agree, ksav has to be nicker. It has to be something that you could see with your eyes. If you write with black ink on black paper, that's not ksav, it's not nicker. The letters might be there. The Rishon will tell you, yeah, there are letters there. But if it's not nicker to the eye, if you can't see it, that's not a ksav. That is what the Gemara will mention, that if you write with meimilin, if you write with ink that has a certain color, that's the same color as the cloth, so then that's not nicker, that's not kosher. It has to be nicker, and that condition, everybody agrees, is a necessary condition for ksiva. Ksiva has to be noticeable.
Yeah.
If it's too tiny to see by with the eye, I assume it'll be the same thing. If it's too tiny to see with the eye, you need a magnifying glass. I think it'll be possible also. So it has to be nicker, it has to be visible. Visible to who? It's done to the average person, I'm not sure. But that's the din of ksav, the ataka chuvas, that if you have a letter with a split that you can only see with a magnifying glass, it's not considered a broken letter. It has to be visible to the eye. So that condition, hakel ma'idim, has to be nicker or reishim. It has to be a mark. It has to be something that's hakel ma'idim. The second condition, which you would see from the Mishnah, everyone should have to be ma'idim too, is that it has to be misguided. It's not enough that it's nicker. But right now you look at it and you see it. It has to last. It has to last. It has to be misguided. Now, logically, is it a Dover HaMukhruch? Logically, that has to be misguided? I don't know. Let's say you write something, and right now you could tell, and soon it's going to disappear, it's going to fade. So in Svara, I might think, if I give the get right now, while it's nicker, maybe that's good enough. The Mishnah seems to say, Chodov Shushal Kayama, that that's not good enough. If you have a disappearing ink, you write with an ink, then in 24 hours it's going to disappear. So the Mishnah seems to say that that's no good. That there's a second condition for Ksiva, which is called Miskayim, which not only you have to write it has to be Miskayim. Does that have to be Miskayim for 5,000 years? No Ksiva is Miskayim for 5,000 years. So what's the limit? That's a good question. The truth is, it needs a hezbo. What is called the sky? How many? How long is called the sky? Huh? Kesher shel kayama. It's machlekes. It's 24 hours, 7 days. Nachidami. So maybe it should be the same. It should be the same gedar. V'loy b'mashkim epeiros loy b'chadav shenu b'sky. No, loy pashtus means it's not kosher. Yeah. Pashtus loy means it's not kosher. What? No, we're talking about a get, which is a shtar kinyan, which doesn't have to last as a raya. Who says how long it has to last as a raya? Okay. The Beis Shmuel in Simin Kuf Chaf Hei Sifkat Nalef says that this is a machlokes, the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam says you need a ksiva, which is, Lashon Rambam, Rishumai Oimed. Rishumai, the mark, Oimed remains. Rishumai Oimed, probably the word Rishon is used because we know Chakika Kiksiva. If you scratch out something, it also has a Kiksiva, so it doesn't have to be ink. Rishumai, somebody that leaves an imprint. Oimed, which lasts. That's Shita Sarambam, which is the way we're learning the Mishnah. You need Rishumai Oimed.
It's still something there.
It fades away. Let's say within 2 days, 3 days, it fades away. That's not Rishumai Oimed. It's visible. But Oimed, it lasts. Where you could see the writing. Which Rishon? The imprint.
You see, like, the there before.
If you could see, he said, I'll be Rishon Mayan. You can't see. However, the Torah, when he brings the Lashon, The Torah changes the Lashon to Rishumai Nikar. That instead of saying Rishumai Aimit, that the mark lasts, he says Rishumai Nikar, which Sai the Bach and Sai the Beis Shmuel understand to mean that the Torah is arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam says you need two conditions, Nikar and Miskayim, and the Torah is arguing, and the Torah is saying that if it's Nikar, even if it's not Miskayim, it's also kosher. If you would write with some type of a disappearing ink, which right now is Nikar, and after Yom or Yomayim, after a day or two, it's going to disappear. The Shitas HaRambam is that it's possible. And the Shitas HaTor, the way the Bach and Mishmol understand the Tor, Shitas HaTor is that it's kosher. Nikar means right now. You can recognize it. You see it. No, the word Nikar means right now. Nikar, Rishumai, Aime means it lasts. The Torah, it seems, Bekavana was Mishana from the Lashon Rambam. Instead of bringing Rishumai Aime, he brought Rishumai Nikar, which they understand to mean as another one. Now, the Prichadash says he doesn't know. How could you say Pshat in the Torah this way? It's a Mefarish in Mishnah. It's Mefarish in the Mishnah that you need a Dover HaMiskayim. You need a Dover Shel Kayama. Now, in the Reisha, it could be the two Gersais are totally the Machlokes, the Rambam in the Torah. If you hold like the Rambam, your Geiris, Dover Shel Kayama. If you hold like the Torah, your Geiris, the Dover Shehu Reisha. So the Reisha is very good. The Reisha could go both ways. Because we have two Gersais, it's Gishmak. We have two Shitas in the Rishonim, and you open a Mishnah, you have two Gersais. So that part is very Gishmak, that you have two Shitas, two Gersais, very good. But Frek the Prichadosh, what about the Seifa? It says that the Seifa, Leiva Bashkev, Leiva Bei Peiris. Frek the Prichadosh, Bei Peiris makes a temporary Reisham. If you're going to take wine, or you're going to take a dark juice, cranberry juice, or you'll take pomegranates, you know it makes a Reisham. If you write on something, it'll make a Reisham on it. Eventually it'll fade. That is Kayim. But right now it makes a Reisham. He says even Reich, the Gemara talks about saliva. He says Lamaisa saliva also, Bishaitai, it's Nikar. If you make a paper, anything that absorbs, and you write with your finger with saliva, it'll also make a Reisham. And it's not considered kosher for a get. So the Pichadosh says, how could you say such a shita that you don't need that you don't need Miskayim? Just the Gatsa Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is that you need a Dabra Miskayim.
Is
Pichadosh
understanding the second time it says
the
light
of the B'chol Hashem Miskayim means the Roshim has to be Miskayim.
No, I understand,
but according to
the
Pichon Hashem learns
from
Mashi and
Mepheris,
why
don't
you
just say from
the
Pichon Hashem?
Let the Pichon Hashem Miskayim. It could be. He mentions Mepheris and writes specifically,
why is
Pichon
Hashem Miskayim? Maybe there was a Gersa change.
No, he says Rishumai Aimid. Rishum means Nikar. Rishum means it's imprint. Rishum is an imprint. He changed probably.
It's so small. It's a tiny letter that we said before. It's a tiny letter. It's still imprint, but it's not Nikar.
I don't think so. I think the Rambam is Maida that you need Nikar. Nobody argues that you need Nikar. I think the definition of a tziva is that it gives a message. You know, Hilchas Shabbos, there's a din that not only are you oiva kosef if you write a word, but if you write a picture, if you make a picture of a lion, you make a picture of a sunrise, whatever you make a picture of, that's what you chayiv on Shabbos.
One picture.
And what?
One picture.
One picture, you chayiv. But on Shabbos, if you make a design, you're not chayiv. You know, if you have a cake with letters, we don't cut the letters. If you have a cake with a flower, you don't cut the flower. Now, so if you have a cake, it's got designs, squiggly lines all around, it's very nice. And cutting that, there's no issue. Well, you have a package, you're opening up a package. So you don't want to rip the letters. You don't want to rip the pictures either. Why could you rip a design? A design is also writing. But the answer is that writing is something that conveys a message. It gives a message. A word is a message. A picture is a message. If it doesn't give you a message, it's not. That's not ksiva. A mark that doesn't give a message is not a ksiva. There's no din. There's no chi of ksiva. The Bir Halacha says that if somebody's reading, he wants to mark off. He makes a line on the side to mark off a paragraph in a book he's reading. So he says that ksiva is a drabbanan. Because it's the word. There's no words. It's a mark. There's no word. There's no picture. So if it's tiny, that's not ksiva. When we say nicker, it means the words have to be nicker. Or if it's a picture, picture has to be nicker. But Rishuma and nicker, it's an explanation. I don't think it's more. I don't know if you'll find someone who makes such a diyuk in the Rambam. But I think nicker kuli avizmai. Miskayim, that's what we're talking about. The machlokes, the Rambam in the Tor, is, if you need miskayim, and the prichadash is matmiya, how could there be such a shita that you don't need miskayim? What are you going to do with the Mishnah? Now, in Svara, I can hear it. A get, all you need is the get should be a get b'shas nesina. So in Svara, I could hear that it should be good. But Rabbi said the Mishnah says it's no good. Lamaisa, most Afraidim understand Shita Sator, the Taras Gittin understands the Shita Sator the way the Bach and the Bishmol say. So we have to answer this kasha. I'll suggest, later today I'll bring maybe a raya to this. How is the Tor going to learn Loi B'mashke V'loi B'mei Peiris? My understanding is that Roik or Mashkin or Mei Peiris are only nicker when they're lach, when they're still wet, when it's still moist. The more they dry, the longer they dry, the less nicker they are. The psul of Roik, certainly Reich, and I think Mashkin and Meperis too, is that as it's the siyavesh, it disappears. The Torah's lashon of on the sefer is that loy b'mashke loy b'meperis. Is he says it's oiva lagamri ve'ena shel chayam aklau. Hard to know exactly what he means. What I suggest is that the Torah's maida, something which disappears because it dries. So that's not a ksiva. Something which only when it's wet is nicker. That's not ksiva. Ksiva has to be something which even when it dries, it's nicker. And later, as I said, I'll bring you a raya to this. And that is maida. But something which, when it dries, it's nicker. Just, it's something which disappears later. Like we're going to have such a metzias later of meyafotzim. In certain class, it disappears after a day or two. The Torah holds that kasha. But something which just when it's wet is nicker, and when it dries is not nicker, that's the psul of Loi B'mashke Loi B'mei Peiris. And gradually with the Torah, we're marviach that the kasha, what's the sefer teaching us? If you learn the Mishnah, you have shver, what's the sefer teaching us? It's funny, the Gemara says, B'chol dov ishu b'skayim v'asuyei b'ay. I don't know, maybe I missed it, but I don't see in the Gemara. Maybe somebody saw in the Gemara. Does it say on the Sefer Lasuye Mai? L'chabadav sha'ina shal kayama. I glanced a little bit. I didn't see that on the Sefer it should say Lasuye Mai. Look, the Mishnayos it didn't bring. But it could be the Sefer is Lasuye, like the Torah. It's Lasuye, it's telling us to be Chiddush. Because the Torah holds, if it's Aina shal kayama, it's bad, so I'm good. But mashkin they peiris, things that when they dry they disappear, that's possible, that's a chiddush. Because normally something that'll disappear over time, that's a rachinami, that's something which is possible. How much time, I'm not sure. But so it disappears over time is kasha. But something which just disappears because it dries, that's possible. That's shita sator.
Dry,
and
eventually
you have
to go
all the
way,
if it
takes years.
Yeah, if it takes years, that's probably
Shalkayama.
Certain things last a long time. Certain mashim, certain mepeis will last a long time. Yeah, if you're going to take grape juice or pomegranate juice, it seems to last for a very long time. So it'll be on paper also. if it lasts a long time. I would think that then it's kosher. I had a little problem because in the back, one of the mafarshim says that yayin is included in mashkin, which I don't understand. Yayin machayra will last. But I think my understanding is that the Seif is telling us things which he says, no, you don't have to ram the Torah, which you're asking. So if the ram slides the Torah, you have to answer. But all ink is liquid. Okay, however we're going to answer it, I would suggest that Yahyin is talking exception. The Gemara means generally may pay it, but yeah, maybe not. So, which Lashon? Shave of the sky. So either, as he says, you change that gear, so like B'chol Dava Shevi Roshim, just like in the Rasha. So the chiddush there would be, the question is what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though right now it has a roshim, but as it dries and loses its roshim, that's enough to make it ice. Maybe. Osama, I'll explain that soon. I hope to get to it. Okay? I'll get to it. The Teres Gittin brings a raya to the Torah. The Prichodash holds the Rambam is the Yigur. So Teres Gittin brings an interesting raya to the Torah. He says to look at Beis Shmuel Sukkot Vav, and you'll see that like the Torah is correct. What is Beis Shmuel Sukkot Vav? Very interesting case. If you write with your fingernail, you press onto a piece of paper, you write a letter, that's ksiva. That's ksiva, as I mentioned to you once on a Friday of Shabbos. We're going to pass in Chakika Ksiva later, the Gemara. Chakika Ksiva. If you press with your fingernail on paper and you make it into, and you make letters, you write. Well, lav dafki your fingernail. Use your fingernail or a piece of metal or a pen that doesn't have ink. And you make a Rishim, a Chakika. That's a good Ksiva. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin, Kuf Chaf He, Sif. If Dalit, I believe, brings a machlokes, if you press on leather, on parchment, the nature of parchment is that if you're going to press on it with your finger, you're going to press down, after a while it's going to pop back up. It's not going to stay pressed down. For a while it stays, and eventually it pops back. That's the nature of a piece of leather, or a piece of cloth. There's a machlaikis, is a get kosher in such a way. If I press an indentation on leather, I write with my fingernail. If I do it on paper where it stays, that's a chakosher for a get. If I do it on skin, is that considered kosher? It brings yesh machmir. Zot de Beis Shmuel, what's the term of the issue? So he says, why, Dr. Beis Shmuel, why is Yesh Mashirin? Because he says, a Rosham al Or is Nikr Lizman. When you make an impression on Or, it's Nikr Lizman. So Zok to Teres Gittin, you see, the Beis Shmuel is saying, if it's Nikr Lizman, that's good enough. You don't need Miskayim. You don't need this Miskayim for a long time. Nikr Lizman is kosher. What? The question is how much of his man, but clearly he's saying that the Paislin passel because they hold that that's not called Miskai. Okay. But we see you don't need Mishumay Aymed. We see for his man is good enough. We can get into how much time it means. What he's tried to show is that it doesn't have to be Miskayim long term. What's long term, what's short term, we can argue. But there's such a musig, the Torah is getting to say, there's such a musig. I said that's nicker, but it's not nicker for long term. We can argue what's long term, it'd be a hard thing to argue about without Makairis. But that's the Torah is getting to write. What? Sirtut is a type of hakika, yeah. And that remains, okay. So certain things that remain, things that don't remain. I don't know what al ha'or means. A cloth that's mu'abid stays longer or doesn't. It says the word ar, and it says ar namaskar. So I'm not sure how different cloth is than ar. A kopanim, that's the Teres Gittin's Raya. In looking into it, I was amazed, because if you trace down the Yesh Mashirin in that Beis Shmuel, you know who it is? It's the Rambam. The Rambam. The Teres Gittins bring a Raya that Lizman is good, that the Torah sheet is the way it says in Beis Shmuel. He says, look over there in Beis Shmuel Vav. But then I flipped. It's a Raya from the Rambam. The Rambam holds, if you write on R, as the sky of Lizman is good enough. So if it would be the Torah sheet, and the Rambam would argue, it would be a nice Raya. But this Nakuda, I don't understand. If that sheet is a Rambam, that all or is kosher. So what's going on? You doesn't say, like, if it's very good. If it stays for a month, that's good. If it stays for a day or two, it's not good. Maybe. But it's not good that Teres Gittin's Raya. Well, what's the Teres Gittin being a Raya that this Pshat in the Torah, because of Beis Shmuel Tzif Katan Vav, where he's quoting a Magid Mishnu saying Pshat in a Rambam. So it's a bit of a Pella, the Teres Gittin's Raya. But upon him, we do see that the Teres Gittin holds that you don't need Miskayim. That you need, of course, Pshat the Sinas I get, you need at the time that you give the get, it should be good. But you don't need a Davar Miskayim. So this is a machlokes between the two shitas, the Torah and the Rambam. The Rambam holds you need Miskayim. He's maida that Al Ha'or is good. We'll have to figure out why. And the shita Sator is that you don't need Miskayim. There's a raya to the Torah, which the Pri Chodesh himself brings. The Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about Me'afitza on a certain type of an ink, on a certain type of cloth, which after a while disappears. After a day or two, it absorbs into the cloth, it disappears, and the Gemara says it's kosher. And that's the makar for the Torah, that you don't need this guy. The Pri Chodesh brings it in the beginning of his words as a raya to the Torah. He doesn't say a teres. How's the Rambam going to learn?
Don't we
have to write
from
Mishnah Rabbeinu Chaim
from
Yad Shalom? We'll get to that. But there's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, tshuva Reish Gimel, or Achanim Reish Gimel. There's a tshuva about disappearing ink. If it's ksiva, Gabi Shabbos, if you write with disappearing ink, it's a ksiva. So he says it's a Beferish Gemara here that it's Ksiva. Me'afitzan is Ksiva. It's not Miskayim. How's the Rambam going to answer? So he says, very Geshmak. The Gemara says later in the Yavid that Me'afitzan, even after it disappears, you could get it back by pouring, what's the Gemara call it? If you take a certain type of a juice and you pour it over the cloth, Maya Dinara, and you pour it over it, it comes back. I heard there's such a thing with, if you want to have disappearing ink, if you write with lemon juice on paper, if you write a word with lemon juice on paper, it disappears very quickly. But later, if you want to get it back, you put it near a flame, you don't burn it, it's not going to come back. If you make it very hot, the lemon juice itself changes color, and suddenly the letters pop out. You can see them. So, Zokt Avnei Nezer, a ksiva that disappears, the Rambam holds is not a ksiva. But since you could get it back, that is considered a hemshech of the original ksiva. The original ksiva could still be seen. And that's why the Rambam will hold that it's a good ksiva. So from this, the Avnei Nezer Kedarkai goes into an interesting shaila. There's the following shaila. Let's say you write on paper with meyafitza, with a disappearing ink. And you write the get shaloi lishma. Puff. It disappears. Now you take it and you pour this maya denara over it, lishma. Now you have kavana now to do it lishma when you pour it over it. Is that machsha the get? Or the reverse? What happens if you wrote it lishma originally and it disappeared? And now you pour the maya denara over it without kavana lishma. Or on Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos. After the Shabbos, telling me it's not Shabbos. I have to see. Well, the gabe get, is that a kosher get? Here it's funny. You would think here it's even better than ksav al gabe ksav, because here there's nothing there before I pour the second one, right? It should zichah be ksav for the second time. So what he says is the fi his pshat of the Rambam. Why was this whole pshat of the Rambam? Why is me'afitz of ksav? Because it's never gone. You can always get it back. So he says the kavanah to Rambam that when you pour maya denara over it, the original ksav comes back. It's not the second pouring is a ksiva. It's a gairam that the original ksiva comes back, and it's totally in the dinim of the original ksiva. The original ksiva never disappeared, the shitas of Rambam. Why? The Rambam has to hold that way. Since the Rambam holds, there are two conditions in ksiva, nikar and miskayin. Since you need miskayin to be called a ksav, Mimela, if Maya Das is good, even though it disappears, must be that when you get it back, it's a hemshach of the original ksiva. So the original ksiva is called miskayin. Mashayin came like the tour. The tour learns Maya Das is not called miskayin. Like the tour, we have no raya. Could go either way. Like the tour, it could be when you pour it. Could be Zanuk Siva. Could be not. We have no raya like the tour. But like the Rambam, we have a raya. That what? Kash is that we pass with Zanuk Siva. That's a kash. Yeah. So comes out, what have we learned so far? Two machlokes in the Rambam and the Torah. Halakas number one, you need a Tanai of Miskayim. The Rambam holds, you need Miskayim. The Tor holds, there's some level of Miskayim that you don't need. Exactly what the Gedarim are, we're not sure. But the Tor holds, you don't need Miskayim. Of course, Bishas, I get it, has to be there. You don't need Miskayim. And the Rambam holds that you need Miskayim. The Halakas number two, if you write with disappearing ink, which can come back later. If the disappearing ink can't come back later, that's a machlokes the Torah and the Rambam. Rambam holds it's no good, Torah holds it is good. If it could come back later, and when it comes back, is that a hemshach of the original writing? That's the Rambam Shita. When it comes back, it's a hemshach of the original writing. And the Torah laughed after the whole thing.
You said it wasn't an extreme, but you said anything that you can't see with the eyes is not considered extreme. So when you voice it the second time, it's a kind of ksiva.
The Rambam holds that something which disappears, if it disappeared forever, that's not called miskayim. If it's something which can come back, that's how the Amin Ezra is answering the Rambam sheet, that something which can come back means the ksav is always there. You just need a hechatimsa to bring it out. But since if you pour some other type of juice over it, it's obvious that the other juice is not what makes the color. It's more the original maya dafitza to come back.
The original writing was
exceeded. The original writing was because this was carried forever. It could always be brought back. It would be a type of thing which disappears totally.
You see,
like the Torah Pashtus, now would be a new writing. You can still clare, is it really just reawakening the original writing? I think the Torah you can still clare. Whether you should say such a chiddush, but the pashtus would be that now it's a new rag. Condition number three, ksiva. Question: do you need any yachol is daif to be called a ksav? Does it have to be something that can't be mizdaif? Means it can't be changed, can't be erased and rewritten easily. In other words, let's say I write with a pencil on a piece of paper. Is that a ksav? Well, they have these kids have these pieces of plastic that you write on it, then you lift the plastic and it disappears. So it's a ksav sheyochel hazayif. It could easily forge something. Is it called a ksav if you write with something that's dicker on something? But it's easily, the letters could be peeled off. They could easily be peeled off and no one will notice. If when you erase it, you could see a mark from the erasure. Then zicher, then ksiva, because it's not yochel hazayif. But something that if you erase it, it wouldn't be noticeable. Is that called a ksiva? The what? So it's actually Gemara later in Gittin as well, with Daf Chaf Aleph. It's klar from Daf Chaf Aleph. It's a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. I believe it's in Kuf Chaf Dalet. That it, even if it's yochel hazayif, it's a good ksiva. Just for Gittin purposes, you must give it in front of Eidim Mesira. You should have Eidim. They could say Eidim, it wasn't forged. So you have to give it in front of Eidim Mesira. However, a ksav sheyochel hazayif is a good ksav. As I state, it's actually in Sugya Daf Chaf Aleph and Chaf Aleph with Beis. And Chachov and Mashir, it's actually the Mishnah. And just you have to give it with Eidim Mesira to make sure that everyone's honest. But ksav, yes, it's a ksav. Which means condition number three, everybody holds l'chayra, that you don't need ksav sheyochel hazayif, which means you need either one condition, nikar, or two conditions, nikar v'skan. What's interesting is that it's in the Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Tes. Shulchan Aruch says the following psak. You have to figure out the svara. When you write a get, and the ink is still wet, and you can take a tissue and just wipe it off, when it's still wet, it says don't give the get yet. You have to wait until it dries. When it's still wet, you can't give such a get. Why not? I can't give such a get. Huh? Why not? It's a ksiva? I said, is that about doing it in front of Eidim Mesira? What? Is the vart it's not a ksiva? Or is the vart that it's yochel hazayif and I just need Eidim Mesira? What?
It's still wet.
It's wet, it's yochel hazayif.
So
lemaisa, there's a machlekes rishayna. The mechaber says that the reason a get that's still wet you can't give is because it's yochel hazayif. He says the beferish. Meshiyachal is daif, because you can easily forge it afterwards. And Bebeila, if you would give it in front of Eidim Mesira, it would be kosher. Which means the Mechaber holds that it's a ksav. Even if it's wet, it's a ksav. The Meshmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikak bring a Mordechai. The Mordechai argues, and he says, no, the reason a wet get is not good is because it's not a ksiva yet. This is the way I'm teaching the Mordechai. You can look at it. But he's saying it's not a ksiva yet. A wet get is not a ksiva. You have to wait until it dries. That's not ksav. Something that's on paper is not a ksav. It has to be in the paper. Because about it didn't dry into the paper, it's just something wet on it. That's not a ksav. Okay? This is a machlaikis. A nafkamina is if you give it with Eidim Mesira. According to the Bechaber, that it's a ksav, it's just yochel hazayif, if you give it with Eidim Mesira, it would be kosher. Like the Mordechai, that it's not a ksav if it's still wet. Like the Mordechai, it's a ganz nishkai ksav, and it's and even with Eidim Mesira, it's no good. I didn't say the word was sky yet. So we could clarify that. What I would suggest to understand this machlokes, the Bechaber, that the Bechaber and this machlokes, the Bechaber and the Mordechai is really totally, that machlokes the Torah and the Rambam. The way I suggest the pshat of the Torah may Peiris is possible. Why? Because when it dries, it's not nicker. When it's wet, it's nicker. Right, it's nicker. When it dries, it's not nicker. Perhaps may Peiris is the same Hagdara. That's going with this Hagdara that when it's wet, that's not good enough. That's not acceptable when it's wet. When it dries, it disappears. That's not acceptable. Which is the way I explain Shita Sator. The Rambam could be the Mechaber who goes with the Shita Sator Rambam. He holds wet, dry, what's the difference? He holds the Psula Bei Peiris is that it's not Miskayim. It's nothing to do with wet or dry. And the Meila, he'll hold that the Psula is that Zevi Yachal is Daif, Xiva it is. So why is Bei Peiris no good? Because it's not Miskayim. It could be that the two things are totally Zev is there. We're talking. So, Al Kapadim, we end up now with a third prat in understanding Ksiva, that any Yochel is Daif, that Yochel is Daif is still a Ksiva, even if it can be erased, it's a Ksiva. If you write with pencil on Shabbos, Yechayim, even though it can be erased. But something wet, if you put something wet on top of this or that, doesn't have a Ksiva. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos, if you write with your finger, water spills on the table. If you write oisius with your finger on the table, that's not a ksav. Right there, it can't absorb, it's looking on the table. But Al Kapadim, it's not a ksav. Water on the table, that's not a ksav.
So, but you make.
If there's no kiyum, if there's no iskashas, if it's not sticky, then it's also not. Kash does not exceed it. How about a chance we get this? Okay, not me. You want to leave a note for someone? If you take Scrabble letters or blocks, you want to leave a note, Shabbos, you're going somewhere. You want to write, I went to, whatever. You can do that on Shabbos. You take Scrabble letters and leave a note for someone sleeping in the house. You want to leave them a note. You write with Scrabble letters. As long as you don't stick it to anything. You just write it, leave it on the table. Then if you shake the table, it falls apart. You can write L'chadchila. Now, whether you could take candies and spell letters, that maybe we'll get to yet. Separate issue. It's a passion, but. Alright, again, whether you can make letters out of salt is a separate issue. I don't want to get sidetracked into that. We'll see. Mara says, Machusa Kreva. Alright, these are the three levels of issues of Ksiva. Nicker, which everyone holds you need. Niskayim, which is a machlaikis, the Rambam and the Torah, according to the Bacha Mishmul. And Yochel Ezdayif, which is not a condition of Ksiva, although wetness may be, if it's just wet, may be a condition of Ksiva. Those are the three besides attached to Ksiva. How that applies still to Shabbos, we'll get to where B'Yefer Mishlokish in the Gemara, when they compare it to Shabbos, we'll have to get into that. Tap Taisvis is a Yisaidistika Taisvis Lahalacha in Hilchas Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. It's not really the Geat Hilchas Gittin at all, this Taisvis, but Rabbeinu Tav Shita, the Deyab Rabbeinu Tav, the Yoy Shalonu Ukari Deyay, Velo Yoy Se Shaasim Me'afot. Rabbeinu Tam holds, what ink do you use for a Sefer Torah? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is not what we use today. Rabbeinu Tam, it appears from the Lashon HaMishnah, from the Lashon HaTaisis, it appears Rabbeinu Tam holds that the yoy that's made from afotzim are gul nuts, that are made from gul nuts, which we have today as part of our diyoy, Taisis holds that that's not diyoy. What is diyoy? Elohim Rabbeinu Tam, two-thirds of the way down, Tzai says, what's Adiyai? Something made from a lachluchis of klipas ha'etz. It sounds like the bark of a tree has some type of sap in it. And from that you make the yai. It's not clear if Tzai says that's the only thing you can write a Sefer Torah with, but it seems that way. But the Tam Shita is that what's the yai for a Sefer Torah? Not for gittin. Use anything as long as it makes a good ratio. And you can write on anything. You don't have to write on parchment, you can write on anything. So if a Torah needs the yai, and it needs on cloth, and What types the yai? Rabbeinu Tam limits the yai to some type of klipas eis shayisim yimena the yai. The Ran in the back and the Ramban argue. Ran and Ramban hold that that Meya Fotzim is a DI. The condition that you take these gallnuts and you cook it and you extract the color. When Taisus is Akasha from Aftza Kasha from the Gemara, that Aftza is not DI, he says there are two ways to get the color. One way is just to soak it in water. And you get a little bit of color out. That's Aftza. That's possible for Sefer Torah. If you cook it, then that's the eye. That's a stronger ink, and that's kosher for Sefer Torah. Rabban Shita is that Mei Afotzim, Pukta Afotzim, is what you should use for Sefer Torah. The third Shita is the Rabban Shita. Yimilchus Tfilin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, I believe. That you can use anything for the eye, as long as it's black, lafuke, other colors. It's got to be black, and it's got to be miskayim. Obviously, the Rambam holds it has to be miskayim, and it has to be kosher. It can't be something made it has to be minamutta b'picha. It can't be out of treifa ingredients. But generally, any type of a dover kosher v'shachor is kosher. And that's the Rambam Shita. And the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Rambam. Our minig, the Rabbah says, is that we make it midvarim haboyim min ha'etz. We make it from things that come from trees. It's not clear if his kavana is to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if he means some understand that Rabbeinu Tam is not to anything that comes from it, from the wood of a tree or from a tree. If he means the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, or he means it says to make it something from a tree. It's a third pshat at the Rabbah. But Al Kaponim, these are three shitas. Our diyai, it's an interesting thing. Our diyai is a mixture of me'afotim, that the Rabban and the Ran write. Me'afotim, when we make me'afotim, it doesn't last so long. And therefore, they mix it today with other colorings. The diyai that Seifrim used today on Sefer Torah has in it a iron sulfate, which is a derivative of something made from iron molecules. And that's mixed with Me'ah Fotzen, and that's what our Sefer Torah is made from, the diyai. It's zikr kosher like the Ramban, or Shailen. It's kosher like the Ramban, because it has Me'ah Fotzen. It's not clear that it would be kosher like Rabbeinu Tam. It seems that our Sefer Torah would be possible. It's a funny thing. Like our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin would be possible like Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, you need different type of ink. You need iron sulfate. It doesn't come from trees. It doesn't come from the bark of a tree. It comes from earth. So it's like the debut as a tshuva. He says, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin that we have today would be possible like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, you have to put in the parashia sideways. No, by a mezuzah, Rashi holds it stands. Rabbeinu Tam holds the mezuzah should be laying. So we put it halfway. Tefillin is the same achleikas. Our parashias are standing, like Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says sideways. And our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are standing. The parashias are written like Rabbeinu Tam. But we have it standing, because in the achleikas, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they are more than Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the other Rishai. Standing that we were not laying on Rabbeinu Tam at all. So this is also an issue. Rabbeinu Tam holds and has to be dafka diyai from klipas ha'ila, which is not the way we make it. But I can't answer that because it's not clear. The Rishonim are specific if Rabbeinu Tam meant dafka certain diyai or just rules for diyai. It's very unclear from his lashon. Taisa Megillah says the same thing. There is a bit of a tumult. What? No. Everybody holds the black in the tefillin just has to be kosher b'picha. Everybody holds that the touch-up pens for the blackness of the tefillin, as long as it's been a mutter b'picha, it's good. As long as it's not no treifa ingredients. Aside from, no, there's a certain kind of shoe polish, which is kosher for tefillin, that they use, which is good. Now, they don't show you the shoe polish container, but they... They used to use it now, we're advanced, but they used to use it. The our ink, you should know that there is a bit of a tumult over our ink. Because our ink, with time, on a Sefer Torah, you look at an old Sefer Torah, it turns red. It gets a reddish-brownish color. Why does it turn red or brown? There are two reasons. One reason is, it gets rusty. Iron, when it's in the air for a long time, iron turns to rust, which is brown. And that's why you have a Sefer Torah that's 20, 25 years old, 30, 35 years old. You see the letters start to turn, the blackness goes away, and it turns to a more dirty, a rustier color. There's a little bit of a tumult over it, because the old ksavim that they found, Dead Sea Scrolls or any old scroll, they're still black. It's clear that they did not use any type of an iron derivative in their ksiva. That's why the Sefer Torah that's wound up tightly, doesn't have air, doesn't change color so quickly. We have klafim that were not used for many years in the shul, and when they were stored for a few years, we have a klaf haftira. There are certain pages where it was left open, certain columns that are all brownish red, and other parts of the same klaf are perfectly black. Because of this thing, that if it didn't get air, it stayed black, and if it got air, it didn't. So there was a certain amount of tumult a number of years ago to switch to an ink, which is a carbon type of ink. But there was a big machlokes over it, because every ink has in it two parts. It has the color, and it has a binding agent, something which makes it stick to the paper. You know, so if you take oranges and put it on paper, a little will absorb, but nothing makes it stick on the surface after it was all wiped off. So it has a binding agent, which we use. The binding agent of RDI comes from a tree as well. Carbon-based inks don't work with that. They need different types of binding agents, which is a big machlekes if you could use today. So lemaisa, we continue to use the old DI. It could be somewhere, you know, every once in a while there's a tumult over something. It could be that somewhere down the line there'll be a tumult over the DI that we use. This is not a davar pashut to use these iron stearates. This is by the kosher like the Rambam. Question is, like Rabbeinu Tam, if really we should be using it. If it'll ever be a tumult, I don't know. You remember you heard it here first. But the Minhag Klal Yisrael for a long time is to use this type of DI. And Pashtus is not like Shitas Tosfos, because the only thing we use from a tree are the Me'afotzim, which Tosfos Beferish is not from the tree. The binding agent is also from a tree, but that's not what Tosfos is talking about. And Pashtus is not like a Rabbeinu Tam. No, the rabbi says kosher v'shachar. Where it changes color, it's a big problem. They are
looking. Under the red, it's really black. And then, suddenly it becomes rusty. It doesn't get silver.
It doesn't seem. What really happens is that the top pops off. If you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, the first Pisrei Tshuva in Kuf Chaf Hei, he brings the machlokes to get Pashen Teres Gittin. When the top pops off, our lettuce pop. Some Sefer Torah doesn't pay the fix. Once the lettuce stop popping, it doesn't. See, there are two things that cause Sefer Torah to lose the ink. One is the rustiness. And the other thing is that the binding agent dries. Any glue that eventually dries and becomes brittle, the lettuce pop off. So, to a certain degree, they pop off. What remains is what's absorbed. It doesn't pop off. And those are problems with our ICs. Now, for tomorrow, we have a second job. We spoke today about what's a ksav. The issue of ksav al gabe ksav is a very complicated issue. What does it mean, ksav al gabe ksav? And that all is the side of Tosfos Diyai al gabe Diyai, the Gemara, so that it's a shavu'ot.